T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, come on. You know you did it. Lori Loughlin and her husband are like pleading not guilty. So you remember how Felicity Huffman went in and was like, I'm guilty. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Owned up to
it. I'll take it. Just give me my punishment. Put her head down. Was embarrassed. Not Lori Loughlin.
No.
No, her and her husband are pleading not guilty.
No.
And I almost wonder, which one's more awful, her or husband? Like, which one's saying, we can't plead guilty, we can't go to jail?
I think it's her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was... See, I...
You think it's him?
The stereotypical in me assumed it was the man telling her, we're not going to do that.
See, I think it's the mom that wanted them to go through the college and everything. It was like, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
We just paid for her to go through school. We went through a legit organization.
See, I would say that about...
We wrote it up on our taxes.
Felicity Huffman, because it turned out her husband knew about it, but didn't really care.
Right.
He wasn't involved. He didn't give a damn about this whole thing.
No.
So they didn't charge him, but Lori Loughlin and Massimo were both super involved, and so that's why they're both getting charged. Yeah. And they could get up to 40 years, which is why they're pleading not guilty. Yeah. But I'm like, but then when everyone knows it, so when there all these emails prove you're guilty, you're going to go to jail for 40 years. Like,
absolutely.
Are they just assuming money's going to get them off?
I think the more that they lie about it, if they have hardcore proof
they
of it,
believe
and
it
sounds like they do, the more that they deny it, the longer their prison sentence should be.
I agree.
Because I think if you admit it like Felicity Huffman did and you're up front with it, okay, a couple of years in prison, maybe even a year in prison, you know, do your time, move on.
Well, it's easier for the judge to sentence them with an easier sentence because, yes, there are laws where you cannot just say, well, you're only going to get 12 months even though the law says this crime gets 4 years. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that, yes, a judge can totally have leniency on somebody, but not these fools.
No.
Some things are just laws and that's a sentence.
Yeah.
That goes with the law. And
they're called minimum sentences for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't even know what these two. And they're charged with so much stuff.
Yeah.
Conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. Conspiracy to commit money laundering. Oh my gosh, for paying that guy $500,000 to bribe their daughter's way into USC, which she didn't even care about or want to go to. The whole thing was... What a waste of throwing your life away.
And for what?
I mean, you could say this about every crime, really.
Sure.
What a waste of you threw your whole life away for what?
For what?
A
story at your country club meeting?
Yeah, exactly. Not even. Yeah. No, it is actually. My daughter got into USC, and she probably told everyone that.
We tried to get our daughter into USC, but she just didn't make it.
Our daughter just doesn't care. Oh, that's funny. Our daughter got in. Knowing damn well her daughter didn't do a thing to get into that college.
She's going to DeVry this year.
God.
We're paying her way through.
And I think about my best friend who went to USC, still in, you know, thousands of dollars of debt, you know.
Well, Lori Loughlin, pay the price.
Yep.
Own up to it, man.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I told you I wanted to start good news.
Yes, Riggs, go ahead.
Because yesterday, my good news was that, it was kind of bad news in the good news yesterday.
Yeah.
We all kind of destroyed ourselves saying that I owed money in my taxes.
Yeah.
Which I still do, but it's not as much as we thought because of an error. And some things that I forgot to put in and file incorrectly. And that our accountant had flubbed a little bit.
That's good news.
Because he had everything going through at the last minute. We were like pushing through stuff over the weekend, and he said, I'm sorry about this, but we don't know as much as we thought we did. We still owe something, but it's not nearly as much as we thought we did, so thank God.
Well, yeah, and your taxes are done.
Yes.
So that's really good news.
Yes, thank God they're done. It's all behind us now. So, it's a relief. It's a relief to not have to owe so much money and just to know, all right, it was just something simple. Because you always wonder if it's going to be an error. Like, maybe a mistake was made. Maybe.
Right.
And somehow the tax gods were shining down on us and we're like, yes, it was an error and everything is okay, Riggs family. Thank God.
Nice.
What is your good news, Allie?
My good news is I took a shower this morning.
Hi, Jean.
And I even put on a little makeup because, well, I had to for work. But that's not the point. It's amazing when you take a shower and get your hair done in the morning because it's so much damn work for women that I feel good. So that's my good news. I feel clean and ready for the world today. I feel pretty.
So witty and gay.
Now someone give me mascara.
Okay, case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 5:55. We've got Bucks playoff tickets. The game tomorrow night. Pfizer Forum. You want to go?
Yes.
Good. We got tickets at 7:30 this morning. And those are going for a pretty penny. So.
A lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we had a friend that sold like 200 level season tickets for like $400. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's insane. $400.
Yeah, win the Bucks playoff ticket, 7:30 this morning. Nicer again today. Warmer than it was yesterday. Like almost 60 for a high today.
Wow.
That snow's going to be gone after today.
Yeah,
if it's not already.
I was dreaming about Tuesday.
Yep.
I was like, bring on the 60s.
Bring on the flooding.
Hello.
did you see the cathedral, Notre Dame Cathedral? The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire yesterday?
Yeah, and... Have you been there?
I have not been to Paris, no.
I have.
You said you have, and you have pictures in front of it, right?
I do, and it was one of the greatest. I love Paris. Paris was not what I expected.
No.
It was the most romantic city I've ever been to.
Uh-huh.
There was something about it. And I was single. I don't know what it was. I'm telling you, I was there on my 25th birthday.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. We went there for school. I went there for college for a few weeks. And we did like media stuff. And I got to go to Notre Dame. And it's this big, beautiful cathedral.
Yeah.
And touristy. And you walk in. I mean, it's literally one of the biggest attractions in Paris for people that are tourists. You go into Notre Dame. You look around. You look at it. It's beautiful. Yeah, I have pictures.
You want to see the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre. Mm-hmm. You want to see Versailles. And you want
to see... The Louvre is where a lot of people, if they haven't even left the country, they don't know what we're talking about. So, like, the Louvre is where the Mona Lisa is.
Yes.
That's the art museum. So, there's... which is totally overrated, by the way. It's
I've
like
heard.
A picture on a wall, and you're like, this was stupid. I walked in going, this is what I came for, the Mona Lisa. It's a picture on a wall.
I thought that.
Wow.
I went to Rome and I went to the cathedral and I saw that Michelangelo painting, that really famous one on the Cathedral of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
I remember walking in there and going, oh, cool. Let's go. Sometimes art, once you get there and you can see it, and you're like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But I don't know. I've been to Rome, but not Paris. So it's next on the list.
London and Paris were the two I went to, and London reminded me exactly of New York. Uh-huh. It was fantastic. I loved it. Very New York.
Well, the Notre Dame Cathedral caught on fire today. They had a big spire that went up and totally fell over because it was built from trees that were grown in like the 12th or 13th century. That's how old this wood is. It's 900. This cathedral is 900 years old. And that spire.
There's wood in it.
Yes. That spire was built from wood that was in the 12th to 13th century. So that was part of the oldest part of the building. But one thing that happened is they'd taken a bunch of the statues inside out for cleaning this week. So a lot of those artifacts inside were actually saved.
Oh, thank God.
And they were able to save like this, right?
Since it's a church.
Right. Well, it's a Catholic church. And the last week of Lent, Easter is this week. How significant to Catholics,
how
right?
Ironic.
Right? The last week of Lent.
Are they going to say like God made this thing come down now? Is that what's going to happen?
Right before Good Friday?
Is the Easter Bunny okay? That's my one concern.
He's going to be okay.
Okay, thank God. So,
but this is like, remember,
did anybody get hurt? It was my first question.
They didn't say it yet. Nobody has been injured yet.
They would have surely said somebody was hurt then.
They don't have a cause of it either. They just know that the fire has been extinguished, and they're probably going to be able to rebuild.
Okay.
They're starting like a big international fund.
Which is not the same. But,
right. It's not going to be the same.
No, it's if you... Now I'm happy I saw it.
Yeah.
I mean...
This is like when Trinity Lutheran burned down downtown last year in May last year.
Oh, yeah. That big church.
That big church downtown. That big one. Yeah, a lot of people were remembering that yesterday. They were like, this is like when the Trinity Lutheran got on fire.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, sad news, but good that it can be, hopefully... restored.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. When you have a tourist attraction, so many people have been there, you know?
Yeah, the pictures are crazy if you haven't
seen
them.
The Notre Dame in Paris, so.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a question for our intern, Jack Tech, and for Allie both.
Yes.
Easter is this weekend, you guys.
Oh, my gosh,
know.
It is.
Ooh, yeah,
I know I'm bringing up Easter to the Jew in the room.
I'm a Jew, but he's a Catholic. You're a Catholic.
Right,
you guys got this. Intern Jack's a Catholic. Right? Aren't you?
Yeah.
I assumed you went to Marquette, but I shouldn't assume that. That means nothing.
If you're like me, you don't have to be a practicing Catholic. I'll say it out loud. I'll say it first so you don't feel bad. I don't go to church.
Okay.
And Jewish people don't do Easter, if you don't know that. So like,
I didn't. No.
Oh, you didn't? Well, no, it's okay. I'm educating people. This is good. Because we got a lot of dumb people out there when it comes to understanding things. But, you know, I'm Jewish, and so Easter is not, and Christmas either. We didn't do either.
No, and I'm not going.
Because they have to do with Jesus Christ, obviously. And
I'm not
going
to go to the Good Friday Mass with a 3-hour service where I have to sit through this 13 different stations of the cross and watch how Jesus died again. I know, I'm not going to go
through that.
Is that
what you do on Easter?
Yeah, no, Good Friday.
Oh,
it's like
Good
before
Friday.
It. Yeah,
oh, fill me in. What do you do on Good Friday?
Oh, well, you have to first, you know what happened with the whole Jesus thing, right? on the whole he died for everybody's sins, right?
I'm nodding,
oh,
yes.
God, I'm going to piss off.
Mean I,
let me preface this
you
by
know
saying
what?
I was...
We shouldn't have gone there. We're not talking about religion.
We're not
going to
go there.
Let's get back to Easter.
We were talking
about
the true meaning of Easter, the Easter Bunny. Intern Jack.
The irony.
Did you get pictures with the Easter Bunny when you were a kid? Do you remember?
I would have, but I was too scared to sit with those.
You were the ones that were
too
scared.
I was too scared to sit with Santa.
I'm glad you went there.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm glad you went there. Because
no.
I have a friend that wants to take his kid to get a picture with the Easter Bunny just to make him cry. To get the crying picture. Oh. He wants to get that viral image of his
my
kid.
My aunt
really?
Did that on purpose to her kids, and it was pretty funny.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I would probably hate that
you
if I was
You could do
kid.
It the first year they're alive and they do it. I mean, is the kid one?
He's 1 year old,
oh,
yes.
Oh, then they're fine.
Yes.
Doesn't have a choice.
Like, of course he's going to cry.
And
it's a giant rabbit.
It may not cry at the bunny, but it will cry at Santa probably because he's like a big, scary dude.
Yeah.
The Easter bunny's like friendly and like looks like a bunny. I mean,
in some cases,
what's scary about the bunny?
Have you ever seen some of the bunny masks, Allie? Some of those bunny masks are
terrifying. Oh, they're
terrifying.
Creepy. Yeah.
Older ones, too.
Yeah.
They do throwback Easter pictures. Oh,
my God.
They're so scary.
Yes. But you did. Have pictures with an Easter bunny.
Did your mom take you to the mall?
Yes, Southridge Mall.
Southridge.
Yeah. I wouldn't say every year, but if we were there, let's take a picture.
You can text in 71037. Yes. Where did your mom take you to get your bunny pictures? I want to hear this.
799-1037. You can also call.
Yeah.
We went to the Woodland Mall in Indiana, and we got a picture with the Easter bunny when I was little. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. But I was all about the Easter Bunny because I knew
this.
I didn't because I knew that he was bringing candy, and I had to suck up my sadness for the free candy. Because a couple of months after Halloween, I'm all out of Halloween candy. I got to re-up the candy supply as a kid.
Oh,
and that's
geez,
what you can do
I
in
forgot
Easter.
There's going to be more.
Yeah,
we just got rid of the Valentine's candy.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this.
No, that's got nope. Now
I'm
all the Easter
candy. I'm gonna start recycling the Valentine's into the Easter baskets.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because since I don't do Easter, my kids will come home. They'll be at their dad's, and they'll do Easter, right? Because he's Lutheran.
Yeah.
They'll
uh-huh.
come home and be like, well, "Did the Easter bunny come?" And I'll
right?
be like, "Damn,
nope.
Here's some Skittles," and I'll throw it in an Easter basket.
Good morning, Kiss FM.
Gosh,
did you do
Hi,
the? Did,
I have an Easter bunny story.
Yes,
ooh.
You took pictures with the Easter bunny.
Well, we took our dogs to take pictures of the Easter Bunny.
Oh, God.
Our family took a picture with the Easter Bunny, and my brother was terrified, and I was fine. But we were able to recapture that when we took our dogs to PetSmart the other day, and my one dog was terrified, and the other dog was cool with it. So now we have two pictures hanging in our bathroom, one of us and my brother, and one of our dogs that looks like almost identical. So
oh, my
funny
gosh.
To get. It's not only funny to get your kids, it's also hilarious to get your dogs.
Yes, my friend's a freak like that. She takes her dog, and I love my baby, but she takes her dog to every picture, like with Santa, with the Easter Bunny.
I need to get on that level.
Yeah, because you don't have any real kids.
I know.
You have a fur baby, so you should be going.
She
just said it was this past weekend at Petco.
Damn it, I missed it.
Exactly, yeah.
See, or PetSmart, whatever she was at, yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
And
it's pretty funny.
And where does this picture live of your dog with the Easter Bunny now?
In our guest bathroom.
Oh.
Where everybody uses it so everybody can see it.
Do you leave it there? Is it there year-round also?
No, my mom only puts it up during Easter, but when it's not there, I take it and put it in my house.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my. Wait, they
so
move
like
the picture? You actually move? You care that much? You move the picture?
Of course. My mom does, like, themes in her bathroom. She's an older woman. She really likes to make sure her bathroom is... whatever season it is.
She decorates
are funny.
The bathroom. Oh, Easter decorations in the bathroom.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Stephanie, good morning. You're calling about Easter and the Easter Bunny?
Yes. Actually, Sprecher Brewery has the Easter Bunny,
and
that once they take it through your picture, they can customize like a 12-pack of root beer bottles of you and the Easter Bunny.
Really?
They can
Stop!
Give it to
this is like, wait.
Yeah, this is life-changing
Rewind.
Stuff right
this
now.
This is like a gift idea I've never heard of. Rewind.
Uh-huh. So Sprecher
Brewery. Say that again.
Sprecher Brewery does this during Easter?
Yeah. Okay.
And they do what? Tell me one more time.
So basically, you go there and you take a picture with the Easter Bunny,
yeah.
and you have the opportunity to get your picture with the Easter Bunny on your root beer bottles.
That is how did we not know this, Riggs?
I don't know.
Sprecher,
right
you
want
to call somebody? We didn't know about this. This is fascinating.
Oh, my God.
I'm blown away. Thank you for calling in and telling us that.
Yeah, we didn't
You're
even
welcome.
Know about this.
I see the rainbow going over my head. Doo-doo-doo.
The more you know. I saw the one that happened last year. I don't see an event for it this year. I'm going to find it, though, because that sounds awesome.
Oh, was it maybe?
I love
it wasn't
since.
Like a one-year thing.
I don't know. It
says, I didn't know
this
that.
One says 7th annual, and it was from last year, so I guess it's something they do every
well,
year.
Well, then they wouldn't stop on 8.
No.
I mean, why would they stop on on eight.
Right? You've gone this far.
Just saying.
Keep it going.
Keep it going with the annual stuff.
You continue to text us 71037.
Yes, we're reading them.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Walmart getting into the subscription business with children's clothes.
Wait, what? A children's clothes box?
Yeah. Walmart partnered
How
up
often?
With monthly. Walmart,
monthly?
Yeah, Walmart partnered up with this company called Kidbox. Have you ever heard of Stitch Fix?
Of course. I used to have one. I had Dia, which was the plus size one when I was bigger.
Yeah.
Stitch Fix, a ton of women I know have it. It's a box that comes and they deliver you clothes every month.
Stitch Fix, yes. It's very similar, but this is called Kidbox, what they've teamed up with.
They're
so basically,
boxes. They send you clothes.
Uh-huh. So for around $48 a month, each box has 4 to 5 items. Walmart says it'll be about 50% off the suggested retail price. So they're saying that's a good deal on prices.
Okay.
I guess $48 for 4 to 5 items. Does that sound about right for something you would get clothing at Walmart? Now, they send them monthly, and they also base on the region where you live. So if you live in Wisconsin in January, you're not going to get, you know, T-shirts and shorts. You're going to get you know, hats and gloves, scarves, things
Couple
like that.
Couple thoughts.
Go ahead. Yes.
And moms, dads, you can always call in at 799-1037 or text at
7- I don't have kids, so that's why I wanted to ask you, Allie. Is this something you would do?
Okay, no. And there's a million reasons why, and I'll give you mine. Other people can give you theirs. But one, okay, I go to Walmart and buy, like, pants for my kids, right? They're, like, $7, $7.97 or something. And they're, like, good sweatpants. They're not even, like, ugly or not.
Right.
They're fine. They're, like, kids, boys' pants.
Yeah.
I go buy those. I'll go buy 3 pairs, let's say.
Okay.
Fine. But to think that I'm going to spend $50 a month sounds crazy. And you on a kid that's going to outgrow stuff. So, like, I'll go there when they outgrow. I'll buy 5 pairs of pants. That's probably less than 50. It's less than 50 for 5 pairs of pants if you buy the $8 ones, right?
Yeah.
So, what they're saying is going to be half off, I'm curious about, because
I don't know.
If you put if you put 5 pairs of pants in there, will that... You're not. Are you just telling me? I have questions.
I have questions.
I have so many questions.
I would think the outgrowing thing alone wouldn't make sense because your kids are growing so fast. Why would you buy?
It doesn't.
Unless you could send them back every month, which I don't think that's the case.
This is for people like my sister, the one that lives in New York,
who
the lawyer.
Wants to keep their kid in style.
Well, that sends me all. Dude, I get the best hand-me-downs. It's like Gap. It's like all the expensive kids' clothes that like J. Crew, all the crap I would never buy.
Yeah.
But it's good
Her kids
stuff.
Outgrow it, they send it to you and it's one man's
I call
trash.
My rich sister. I go, send me your stuff. Immediately.
Is this a Juicy Couture? Really?
Yeah.
I have boys. What are you doing? But thank you, though.
So I think that's interesting. I don't know why. I mean, maybe yearly I would do a box for kids, but I would never do a monthly box for kids. And I can't imagine spending $50. Oh my God, listen to the texts. I would never spend that much on my kids' clothes monthly. I like a deal because they grow like weeds. I agree, whoever texted that in. That is ridiculous. Somebody else said hand-me-downs rock, Allie. That's how I roll. Yep, I'm all about the hand-me-downs,
There
man.
You go, Walmart. Maybe work, work on the model a little bit.
Well,
they might be onto
maybe
something.
It'll work, but
they might be onto
there's
something.
No way I'd spend $50 a month on a box for my kids to get new clothes, especially the way they grow, as the texter said, and...
Do they have a hand-me-down type service like that? Are we giving somebody a $1 million idea right now? Is there some sort of service where you can get hand-me-down clothes and then send them back in a couple of, like, in a
month?
Yeah,
it's called all the secondhand stores that I go to. Like, you know, there's a ton of them. There's a ton of little kids secondhand stores.
Do they have one that'll deliver it to your door so you can be extra lazy with it?
No, but I have gone there and sold my things and then bought, you know, you can buy more.
All right.
Somebody else said, I agree with Allie. My son's really picky, so getting random clothes wouldn't work. And it's expensive.
Well, it's not, it's also, another thing, it's not random. So if you were thinking about this, your kid can pick out things that they like, colors and styles that they like. So it's tailored to your kids, you know, what they have. But your kid changes their mind every 5 seconds anyways.
If you're spending $50 a month on your kid, you're either A, rich, or B, crazy.
One of the two, I'm sure.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's 7:07. I already stained my shirt, Riggs.
You're wearing a black shirt. How do you stain a black shirt? What did you possibly... Oh, yeah, you did.
I was eating. Anyway.
Way to go.
Okay, so let's get into Lori Loughlin.
See,
and,
she does eat. She lost 100 and some...
43 pounds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People
always
Jesus
ask me
Christ.
What the total is. I'm like, I don't even remember anymore. Anyway, I do eat a lot. Yes, that's right.
She does.
Okay, so Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo have pleaded not guilty in this college admissions bribery scam, and I can't get over it because they're facing 40 years, which is why people are saying they're pleading not guilty because they don't want to go to jail for 40 years. But I'm thinking it's so obvious you're guilty. They have emails. They have all this proof. Yeah. Like,
tapped conversations.
Do they think they're gonna get off? Like, I'm confused.
I'm thinking they're gonna play. They're hoping that they'll play the privilege card and they'll get off with
money and
lawyers
like R. Kelly and Michael Jackson.
Out.
We now know back in the day,
and we can pay our way out of this and we'll be fine and we'll have some sort of a commuted sentence and not have to serve anything.
So basically, the sense of privilege hasn't left the room.
Not at all. Not at all, Aunt Becky. It has not left Aunt Becky's house now.
I get it. You don't want to go to jail for 40 years, but they are being charged with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that even? Conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Essentially, yes.
Does it mail and wire fraud sound old school to you? I know it's not, because
it
now you
have
the internet and stuff, but like it just sounds like something like our grandparents would have done. They had committed mail fraud.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what they call it now. I don't know.
Wire fraud has to have something, I'm sure.
Something to do with the internet. Yeah.
Laundering money for paying, you know, the college prep advisor who got them into USC for $500,000. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
There were rowing scholarships that were given to them when they weren't going to be on... They'd never even done rowing. They didn't even know what it was.
That
they were like, rowing?
That is the funniest part of the story, is that they had them in rowing scholarships.
Yes.
And you know that... Yeah, never competed once.
Not once.
Their parents submitted pictures of them on rowing machines. Did you know that? Lori
Loughlin. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, here's the fact. Lori Loughlin and Massimo submitted pictures.
I was on a rowing machine yesterday too. That doesn't make me qualify for a rowing scholarship.
They came up with these phony athletic profiles.
God,
it's unbelievable.
That's next level.
I mean, and they're pleading. It's bad enough to pay thousands to somebody to get your kid into a college, but then the fact that you took the time to go take pictures of them on a rowing machine, knowing you were—I mean, it's insane.
To fake it, yes,
it's insane.
Uh huh. It's like the guy that fakes his own death and takes a picture of himself, like laying down with blood on himself. Like, oh, look, I got.
I mean, they just live in an alternate universe, don't they? She's too far gone.
That's Aunt Becky for
you,
man.
She's too far. She's been famous for too long. She's
used to those Full House endings where everything's fine in the end and she gets a Danny Tanner talking in the bedroom. And then move about.
I would kill to be in that room when her and John Stamos and Bob Saget, they're all having drinks together.
Right.
And they're like, Lori, are you just...
delusional?
An idiot.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, I am.
It's still fun to watch with popcorn, man.
Yeah, they're facing up to 40 years. They're pleading not guilty, which Felicity Huffman went in there and pled guilty and said, I'll take my time, do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This will be fascinating to see because I think they're going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
They will now at some point.
It's too much proof.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
This is another creepy one, all right?
Okay.
Just going to preface it. They normally
are.
They're
all creepy, I mean.
This one goes to another level, I think. Because it happened at a Marshall's Home Goods in West Dallas.
Oh,
you know
I love
that
one on Highway 100 and National.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
Uh-huh.
Right next to the Pick and Save.
Yeah. It's a guy for a girl. He says, I saw you and a friend at Marshall's Home Goods in West Dallas this afternoon around 6:45 on Tuesday.
He's shopping there. I like that.
We followed each other around, and I thought you were really attractive. And I was keeping an eye on the stuff you were buying, and I like your sense of home style. You've got a very HGTV vibe about you. Maybe hit me up sometime and let me know if you're interested in meeting. Maybe doing some crafts. I don't know. Let's see where things go.
Crafts?
You're not going to pick a woman up with crafts. Come on, dude.
We're at Home Goods, so we don't have to do crafts.
I think
that's the point.
I think you're hot and would like to meet for coffee. Probably not going to happen.
Side note, when you weren't in the room one day, Gibbons, who's not here today, said to me, I found a new store, Allie. And I go, what is it? He goes, you're going to love it. And I go, what is it? He goes, it's Home Goods. I go,
what?
Really?
Dude.
This is like you're telling a woman about Target. You think we haven't been shopping at Home Goods for years and we're obsessed with it? Hello?
Exactly about Home Goods.
I thought that was so funny. I found a new store. I'm like, that store's amazing.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm going to make this person, give him a hell to the no. Good morning, Kiss FM. Hello? Who's this?
Hey.
Who this?
Who this?
How are you doing?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Ricky.
Ricky, hey. Are you calling for Bucks tickets?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we already gave them all away.
I said,
Rick said I'm going to ruin this next person's day with Hell to the Gnaw. I'm like, oh, Ricky, you probably had hope for a second, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you never know.
Congratulations to whoever won it.
Yes.
Look at you. You're being so nice.
You're so nice. I'd be pissed.
He's hoping the person will call him and be like, who's Ricky? I want to take him to the game with me. He sounds like more fun than my husband anyways.
That would be fantabulous.
Ricky, you sound like a fun guy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Milwaukee. Actually, just got my kids off school.
Nice. Well, thank you for calling this morning. I'm sorry we had to ruin it with a Hell to the Gnaw, but... We do appreciate you listening, Ricky.
Have fun in Milwaukee.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Hopefully you don't deal with any traffic issues we did yesterday.
Thanks, Ricky. Like
yesterday
the Sussex
was
train.
Or the 43.
Train.
Remember every... Oh, everything. Oh,
it was
the
a mess.
Interchange. How many texts did you get about me yesterday after I got stopped by the Sussex train? Like 5?
So many, dude.
It's not a myth. It's a real thing. Like I twice yesterday in 2 hours, I got stuck by that damn thing.
Trains, and you wonder
why people scream.
Trains are the worst. And when they go all the way down, then they stop and you're like, what's going on? What's going on? And then they start reversing and going backwards.
The Waukesha one, right down, downtown.
That happened to me once in, I think it was Waterford or something. I was out in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, damn it, I can't even go around it. I don't even know where I am.
Stop! I know, right?
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jeff.
Jeff, are you calling for Hell to the Gnaw?
Are you calling for Bucks tickets?
Bucks tickets.
Yeah! Riggs is just torturing people.
I know. Hey, I'm going to keep doing it. Watch this.
And they're men, too. You're making it even
worse. Good morning. Good morning.
You're just like rubbing it in, Riggs.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Beth.
Were you calling for Bucks tickets?
I'm calling for Bucks tickets.
We just gave them away.
Okay, you have the most evil laugh after you do that, by the way.
I know.
Hey, I'm sorry, dude. What was his name again?
Yeah, what is your name?
Zach.
I'm sorry. Riggs is getting a kick out of this.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
He's yelling. But here's the best part. Here's our Hell to the Gnaw. Don't worry. Riggs and I don't have tickets either.
No,
okay,
we don't.
So laugh at us while he's laughing at you. Okay?
Yeah, I'm watching the game from home.
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Good morning.
All right. Here's the deal. NSYNC and Ariana Grande, they got to perform together at Coachella over the weekend, which was awesome. And it was a big surprise. Ariana Grande's up there on stage. She brings out NSYNC, minus Justin Timberlake.
Uh-huh.
But he has now spoken out about it because, you know, Justin Timberlake's not going to go. He doesn't need to. He just got off his own damn tour. He's fine.
He's got to recoup from his tour at the Man of the Woods tour, which you went to.
I did go to
in
September.
Yeah,
best day ever. Anyway, Justin Timberlake, what he thought of the whole performance, he said they, quote, killed it, unquote. So I love that he was so supportive.
Yeah.
And then we did not know this, but Ariana Grande, she has that song, you know, Break Up With Your Girlfriend. I'm very torn on this song.
Right? Because she's promoting Wrecking a Home.
It's such a good song with awful words.
Yes, it is.
It's not even, it makes me cringe. I'm like, you took a really good beat and like, you could have written so many other things.
Break up with your boyfriend.
And it gets worse when she goes, break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored.
Right? Because you're bored?
No,
he likes his girlfriend.
That's like an immature, dumb
then
song.
You can hit
write.
It in the morning. I'm sure. That's great. Have some respect.
I'm
going to
give you so much more sex than your woman that you're with now. Break up with her. That's essentially what she's saying.
For the first 6 months.
And then after 6 months, I'm not going to let you hit it in the morning anymore.
Not anymore.
But anyway,
then
whatever.
Go away,
see, now I'm getting pissed.
Breath.
Now I'm getting you're triggering me.
See?
Now you're triggering me.
But what the connection comes through, I didn't realize she was sampling an NSYNC song in this whole part right here.
It makes me ill.
Yes. Right, and then there's the NSYNC song, It Makes Me Ill.
I'm blown away. How did I not pick up that it was the sample of NSYNC's It Makes Me Ill? Now I'm blown away by this.
Because you couldn't put your it to your mind right there. You recognize the sample because it sounded familiar.
You have to play it next. People are going to kill me, but how could we talk this much about it and not
play it? Yeah, it sounded very familiar.
Because I want you.
I remember hearing that going, what is that from?
What is that from?
Is that,
totally,
is that an NSYNC song?
It's
what
totally
is that from?
NSYNC.
It is.
She sampled It Makes Me Ill.
Yeah.
And I'm loving life she thinking about
sit,
this now.
Did you say she used to sit front row center at their concerts?
Oh my gosh. Lance Bass spoke out and said that Ariana, you know, when she was back on Nickelodeon, would be front row center at all their shows.
Yeah.
Like, loved them. And they knew her for years because of her. She was on Nickelodeon and she'd get front row center tickets.
Yeah. Sam and Cat. They're like, oh, it's the chick from Sam and Cat. What's up?
Yeah. And so they said it was really neat how it came full circle and they were able to essentially now be on stage with her.
Yes.
And how cool it kind of rotated and
the circle of life.
So yeah.
All came around.
So there you go. But Justin Timberlake said they killed it, NSYNC and Ariana, whatever.
Right. Well, there's a second weekend of Coachella with more big surprises this weekend. We'll see what happens this weekend.
I didn't realize it was the same lineup both weekends till somebody told me that.
Yes, it blew our mind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Divorce, a topic that a lot are close to a lot of people, I'm sure, with so many marriages ending in divorce these days.
Hey, we're hitting wedding season. Let's talk divorce.
Yes. Perfect. My parents of now 30 years are splitting up. And I just found this out over the last probably month or so.
Right. And Riggs, did you know they were going to split or was this like a surprise?
It was a surprise. It started kind of as a big fight between them back in like November before the holidays. But then it just spiraled
out of control into now we're getting divorced.
So now my mom has officially filed and she was having a conversation with my dad yesterday. And something came up about how her saying, hoping we could move forward as a cohesive family to some extent. And he said, well, we're not a family anymore.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward. Yes, you are. You're 100% a family. You don't stop being someone's father and like you don't stop having kids with someone.
So that was my thing. I was like, are you still a family? Is that a question? Like, are we still a family because of a divorce? Yes.
And I have to tell my kids that because they don't bring that kind of crap up anymore because we're so past it. But I remember, you know, questions like, well, where's dad going to go? Where's mom going to go? Or what are we going to do? Where are we going to live? You know, and it's like, well, we're still a family, so you'll be fine. You'll see everybody. And I mean, they're in school right now. Oh, good. My kids are in school. And then you lie to them and you say, you go, daddy and I really love each other. We just don't want to be together.
Yeah.
And but we love you and that's all that matters.
Sure.
And he's your father, so I'll always love him as your father. You know, all this crap we tell them. And then you just try to be respectful and make it work and, you know.
Those are kids and they're naive and they're going to buy it.
But now you're an adult. So now you're screwed because you know.
Right.
You know mommy and daddy don't love each other anymore. And you know mommy and daddy don't want to hang out anymore.
I don't know if they don't love each other anymore. I just know they're not going to be together anymore. Whatever happened, they've probably had issues over the years.
Of course.
But my sisters have always been around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your parents raised kids for 30 years and then the parents left and then these couples are trying to figure out what's left once they've been focusing on their kids. You know, or it's the opposite where you have kids and they have a disconnect like I did immediately because one's very into the parenting and one's not.
Mm-hmm.
And one's like, your life changes, you know, you have both sides and then they kind of disappear.
So going back to are you still a family question?
Yes. Is he your father and she's your mother?
Yes.
And
I don't think that they are family anymore. I think they are splitting up.
Yes. But
they
have five kids together or four kids together. So at the end of the day, splitting up is, you're splitting up, but you're still going to see each other and do things. I mean, do your parents never want to spend a holiday together again?
I would think I talked to her last night. She was like, I hope that moving forward down the road, we could be friends and like be normal and hang out as a group of people. If you don't want to call it a family, then fine, don't call it that. But
I think it takes a long time to get there, though.
But I said to my mom, I go, he's also saying things, and you're going to say things, and people say things during the divorce that you probably don't really mean, that are taken out of context.
I'm curious what people think about the fact that your parents are talking a lot to you guys. You guys are adults.
My mom,
your dad's talking to your sisters.
Yes.
So yes, your dad is. They're both telling you a lot of details about this, which is inciting almost more drama because even though you guys are grown, what's it doing? It's just upsetting the kids even more, as if you guys aren't already having issues with the divorce.
Because I haven't really talked to my sisters about it either.
Well, they always talk to each other. So now your mom's going, well, who do I talk to?
Exactly.
She's reaching out to you because your dad's gone.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know who to confide in. Well, she's going to find a different outlet at some point. And whether it be a therapist, her mother.
Well, she does have a therapist and a counselor that she talks to regularly. And she has friends in Indiana where she lives. But I think having that connection, me being her first son, She kind of wanted to reach out to me. She has been lately. My dad has not.
Of course, because you'll listen.
I know.
We always reach out to the ones that are on our side. Uh-huh. Hello? Yeah. Are you not picking up Riggs? Look deeper. Right. We reach out to the ones that are on our side. Of course, my dad knows.
On his side, too. Why isn't he calling me? He hasn't called me really at all. Once. Weird, right?
Who the hell knows?
I don't even
know.
And
again, why? Again, so now you're wondering why your father's not calling you because you're super involved in this for no reason. This is my point.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are adults, they're adults. Like, I almost feel like they should be dealing with this without you guys being involved, even though you're grown-ups.
I'm just really glad I'm 6 hours away so I don't have to be there dealing with
all this. But you are dealing with it.
I know, because they're calling.
They're calling you, and you're answering, and you're doing it. So wait.
I don't mind talking to my mom. Because
I don't want your mom to be alone.
No, I don't either.
And no mom, let me be clear, wants to feel abandoned by her kids.
And she does.
Going through a divorce, that would kill me.
And that's what she said right
kill
now.
Me.
She feels abandoned
right
now.
It's horrific. And I hope your sisters never go through the same thing and feel it one day, because then that's what happens. You go full circle one day and you look at your past and you go, oh, maybe I didn't handle that the best because I was an idiot, you know?
My sisters will come around and they'll be like, wow, I shouldn't have acted like that.
Yeah, in a few years.
Yeah.
It takes a few years for people to be
calm.
So So what's your question?
Yeah, are we still a family? The answer is yes. So it's just something hurtful that was said between the two of them.
Your parents lived together for 30 years and had 4 kids. Like, they can be family still. I don't know which way it's going to go, because
I don't know either.
You see families, like, get through the hard stuff, and then they do have Christmases together.
Yeah.
And they have holidays together, and it's, like, totally normal. And you can always text to 71037. But honestly... you have to wait till the dust settles on a divorce.
Yeah.
There's so much.
It's still
because
raw.
I remember being like your mom. Maybe we'll do some family stuff, you know, and wanting that. And now I could care less if I see any of them on the holidays. It's like, I'll do my thing, you guys do yours.
The optimistic mother part of you wants to think that, yeah.
Well, and the optimistic want to be married part of you. That's part of the holding on.
And the optimistic
son
in me is like, everything's going to be fine. We're all still going to be together.
It will be. Not right now.
No,
but
it's not.
Will be.
It's terrible, man. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
Dealing with it. I don't know if it's worse as an adult or as a kid.
I don't know, because my parents are still married. And so, like, you'd have to ask another adult whose parents got divorced.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what the method is when the kids are adults. But I know that you have your own pain from the divorce. So... you want to be there, but there's a lot. There's a lot of moving.
So many moving parts.
I don't know.
And I want to strangle my sisters and be like, stop. Just call your mother back.
Well, yeah, but maybe they want to strangle you.
Yes.
And they want to be like, stop.
And they do.
That's what I mean.
Like,
it's a big drama mess, which is why you guys should never be involved. Because this is what happens. Your parents start pitting people against each other without even realizing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your parents don't even realize. It's becoming a side thing. Your dad and your sisters and you
and
your
mom. Totally is a side thing. They're their team and my mom's
Now your parents. So now you guys are involved in this mess that you should have nothing to do with, that your parents should be dealing with as grown-ups themselves,
not
right?
Not at all. Nope.
Right?
I agree with you.
All of these things, I'm stating the obvious, but these are things you don't see in a divorce. These are things you don't see.
As an adult.
Somebody said, I didn't have a birthday, Christmas, or any holiday together with my parents for 20 years.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, my parents just got a divorce with all adult children, and they want nothing to do with each other. We don't celebrate any holidays together anymore. Somebody else said, Riggs, it took years, about 15 years to be exact, to all be in the same room together.
And these are all texts to 71037.
Here's the good news. You don't have any kids and neither do your sisters, because somebody said, this is a great point. Sucks as an adult when you have your own kids and you don't want them to get hurt in the process. So luckily, none of you guys have kids that are going to be, you know, that would know grandma and grandpa are like fighting, you know?
No.
So maybe they need to take themselves to that mindset.
Yeah.
Pretend like you guys are the grandkids.
Maybe.
And back up. You know what I mean? Like... I don't know.
That's a mess. Well, thank you for your text to 71037. I'll read them.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. Take their phone calls. I'll talk to my dad, too, if he wants to talk. I don't care. But
yeah, you're going to stay in it.
It's
a mess. Gonna stay in the mess, is what I'm
asking.
I am,
yes. Probably, yes. Probably.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.